Sydney. The Australian government has reversed an earlier decision to exempt YouTube from its pioneering social media ban for teenagers, expanding the scope of the legislation. The policy, set to take effect in December, prohibits Australians under the age of 16 from creating or maintaining accounts on platforms deemed to be social media. YouTube, originally excluded due to its popularity in educational settings, will now be included after mounting pressure from regulators and child safety advocates. The reversal comes following a recommendation from the country's internet safety watchdog, which flagged alarming survey results showing 37% of minors reported encountering harmful content on YouTube. "I'm calling time on it," Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said in a statement, emphasizing that social media companies must be held accountable for the impact of their platforms on children. "I want Australian parents to know that we have their backs," he added, framing the decision as a necessary measure to protect the mental health and safety of young Australians. YouTube, which reports that nearly 75% of Australians aged 13 to 15 use its platform, insists it should not be classified as a social media service. The company had previously written to the Australian government urging it to maintain the exemption and respect the legislative process. The inclusion of YouTube brings it in line with other major platforms already covered by the ban, including Meta's Facebook and Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok. These companies had expressed concern that YouTube was being unfairly favored, despite sharing similar algorithm-driven content discovery and interactive features. The growing role of artificial intelligence in spreading misinformation on social media was another factor behind the policy shift. The legislation passed in November requires platforms to take reasonable steps to prevent users under 16 from accessing their services, with penalties of up to $49.5 million for non-compliance. The government is currently awaiting the results of trials assessing age verification technologies, which will inform how strictly the law is applied later this year. "I will not be intimidated by legal threats when this is a genuine fight for the well-being of Australian kids," said Communications Minister Anika Wells, speaking in Parliament on Wednesday.